Portions of this program may be pre-recorded.
AM 600 The Answer presents the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show, brought to you by Frontline Insurance. If you want to know where those fish are, what those fish are biting, and how to get them in the boat, then you've come to the right place. Captain Vic would love to hear from you, so give him a ring at 222-8255. That's 222-8255. And now, here's the host of the Still Just Fishing Show, Captain Vic Tyson.
Good morning. Thanks for tuning us in on the Still Just Fishing Show. We got Bill Denmark in here with me this morning.
Morning.
And some metal he's got brought in here.
Heavy metal today.
We'll talk about that in a little bit. And good morning, Lauren.
Famous
good
radio.
Morning, fellas.
Good
morning.
Famous radio personality. I hear so much on the radio.
Yeah. You, especially when you call.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. So you've got some kayaks now to get out there.
Oh, dude. You see how buff I am?
Yeah.
It's incredible.
How many kayaks have you got? Three now?
Well, I had three and I sold one.
Oh, did you? Already?
Well, I bought two kayaks for $500.
Mm-hmm.
And I sold one for $320. So I got $410 and two really nice kayaks.
Yeah.
Because of it.
That's good. How long are they?
Mine's 10 and my wife's is 9. Well, 9'6". Actually.
Oh, okay.
Pretty nice. They got fishing rod holders and stuff. They're not peddlers. They're paddlers.
Yeah.
It's frankly a pain in the butt to fish out of it. Well, I'm spoiled. You know, I got
a boat. Yeah.
I got a boat with a trolling motor that does anything.
Yeah.
Mm. But my wife, she hates my boat.
And see, that's strange to me, but she likes or loves the kayak, right?
It's like being on a SpongeBob cartoon when I go out with her. You know, she is a sweetie pie, and she just loves everything. So we're going down the bank, and I hear her going, "Oh, hi, babies." And I look, and she's talking about 75 snails at the edge of the water. She's delighted. She's delightful. It was hilarious watching
her. She's down there even with them, too, see?
Mm-hmm. And she's picking up shells with hermit crabs and moving them so they can get closer to the food and just... It's just, oh my God, SpongeBob galore. And she likes it, so as a matter of fact.
If she likes it, you know, more power to her.
Oh, it's her
I friend. Mean, you know, I always talk about, you know, getting out on the water and all that stuff and say, you know, the fishing should be, you know, an extra.
Right.
You know, but getting out on the water and enjoying that, that's the best thing about it.
Yeah, because who doesn't want to go out and, you know, struggle to keep the boat in the right direction, the right place, and catch rat reds.
Catch red.
That's what I did. Yeah. And I'll tell you how desperate I am to make sure she's happy.
Yeah.
You know, happy life.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
I'm going tomorrow.
Oh, really?
Exactly. That's the tone that you just should have.
Well, it's a good thing you're not going today because it's northeast winds 15 knots today.
Ooh. Where is it tomorrow?
And then tomorrow, northeast 5 to 10.
Okay.
So becoming east in the afternoon. So that's great, you know. Light chop on the intercoastal waterways. This,
yeah.
You know, that's going to be great. And then Monday, west winds, 5 to 10 knots, becoming southeast in the afternoon. So slight chance of showers on Monday, slight chance of showers today, you know, tomorrow. I mean, that's every day.
Right, of course.
But we're only supposed to have like 20% chance of rain, I think, the next 3 days, you know, something like that. So that's going to be great. And looking at the wind, of course, our wind forecast is different from inland forecast, quite a bit different.
No kidding. And double.
Almost, it sure is. And then Tuesday, you get southwest winds 5 to 10, and Wednesday, southwest 5 to 10. So it's going to be really nice, you know, this weekend and you know, at least this first half of this next week.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a holiday weekend, so be careful out there. You know, you're going to have people that are maybe a little inebriated. So if you hear a boat coming, always turn around and look. Make sure that you, keep your eyes on what's going on.
Well, it might be me if this kayaking keeps up. I might have to be inebriated when I go. It's interesting. It'd be different if we run a lake somewhere,
mm-hmm.
you know, there's fresh water and the birds were chirping and
wide open area where you see what's going on.
I don't mind that.
Instead of being lower than the grass and around the corner when you hear a boat coming.
I feel like some of my first jobs are lower than the grass.
But yeah, I mean, if it was me, I don't, you know, I haven't been in a kayak, okay?
Really? Well, Vic, I've got two of them.
I've been in a canoe, but I haven't been in a kayak.
It's different. But
yeah, I bet it is. And the thing about it is you know, I've always thought if I hear a boat coming, I would want to get right against the bank, you know, just to be sure that he don't come around the corner and hit you or something like that.
You're nervous and jerky, you know? My friend.
Yeah.
You're nervous and jerky.
Mm-hmm.
And some people put flags on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But big boats come around the corner and hit boats.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it could happen.
Oh, yeah.
I don't worry about it too much.
You know.
And you know what? It's hard to jump overboard from a kayak.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah. You know, you see in the movies, they jump and they're 6 feet away from the boat and it gets run over and they're okay.
Yeah.
That's tough in a kayak.
I bet. But, you know, it's just always... made me kind of curious, is, you know, when people are out there in kayaks and what do they think? And
I'll take,
I mean, because I've seen some people driving in boats, you know.
I'll take you kayaking, Vic. Get you out on the water with us real men.
I probably had to find an oyster bed to get up and get out, you know, so my knee would be okay.
Maybe Taylor to go with us.
Now, Taylor's been in a kayak for a long time.
I know it.
You know, he's even, it was funny, he's even had a post a video on his Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so funny because he's out there in about 40 to 50 mile an hour winds.
Oh, Lord.
In a kayak. And he's talking about he's in the hurricane. And sure enough, it was a hurricane passing us.
Right.
And he decided to go fishing that day. But it was so funny. It was pouring down, raining, about 40, 50 mile an hour winds. And he's, I'm fishing in a hurricane.
But did he catch anything?
Not that day. But like I say, he's been in a kayak for quite a while.
Yeah. I've been in them before.
Mm.
And we had canoes my whole life. You know, mm-hmm. we used to rent them at the marinas.
Yeah, the canoe I've been in, which is a lot easier to flip over if you're not careful. Mm. And
I don't know about that. Mm. I mean, I have flipped over in them.
Oh, yeah.
I flipped over in a canoe in a canal that was 3 feet wide and 2 feet deep one time with this friend of mine. I don't know what he did, but we were upside down in the mud. It was hilarious. And yes, we were intoxicated.
Well, see, that's probably, you say you don't know what he did.
Yeah.
That was probably part of it.
In fact, I thought about getting a canoe instead.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm. We can put more stuff in a canoe.
Oh, we should go camping.
Because you get sides on it. But if I was going to have something like that, I'd get a Ginu, you know.
You don't have enough money.
You know, and I know, but I mean, a Ginu is, you know, more stable, flat bottom. It's, you know, I mean, I've seen people stand up and throw a cast net in them, you know.
I used to have a regular crappy canoe and throw a cast net.
A regular what?
Regular crappy canoe. Just a regular cheap, you know, plastic.
Were you by yourself?
No, not always.
No. I mean, when you threw the net. Because I would imagine somebody lean one way and you go to throw the other. I just didn't know how that would work. I've never thrown a cast net out of a canoe. So I've paddled them. I've been up and down a river. You know, at one point we went up and down Trout River way out there at US-1. And, you know, then after that, I went down there one day in my 14-foot stump knocker.
Mm-hmm.
And saw about a 12-foot gator sitting on the bank.
Mm-hmm.
And thought, you know, glad we didn't dump that one.
Lauren's trying to make us get off the air. Look at her. She's so mean.
Yeah, you hear the music coming.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah, I thought about that. It's like after I get out there in the boat, you know, and that gator is almost as long as the boat. And he's just sitting up there on the bank. And I had canoed right through that area. But, you know, I mean, there's some things you have to think about. Just like in salt water, you know, there's stingrays and stuff around you.
Yeah.
You know.
Brain-eating virus.
Yeah. Give us a call, 222-8255, and we'll be back after this and talk about some metal here that Bill brought in.
right, Jacksonville. You can go to a lot of places in North Florida to buy a gun. But at Wild West Guns, you're guaranteed the best price every day of the year. How? Wild West Guns buys dealer direct and passes the savings on to you. There's no middleman. You get the factory direct price every time. Plus, at Wild West Guns, you can choose from the very best selection in all of Jacksonville. Whatever you need, Wild West Guns has it. From handguns to hunting rifles, from shotguns to AK-47s, from Glock to SIG, Remington to Vanelli, Bushmaster to Stag, Wild West Guns has got you covered big time. The right gun, the right ammo, the right price, guaranteed. Wild West Guns, Lane Avenue South, Northeast Florida's premier firearms dealer. You get the factory direct price every time. Wild West Guns, you're guaranteed the best price every day of the year.
If you go along Hexer Drive to fish, you'll find there's a great place for bait and tackle to stop at, and that's Browns Creek Fish Camp, located at 5212 Hexer Drive. They have everything you need for a complete day on the water. Browns Creek Fish Camp is one of the few locations where you can pull your boat in and restock your bait supply if you run out while you're fishing. A big supporter of the Recreational Fish Alliance, give them a call today at 904-757-1600. That's 904-757-1600.
Safe Harbor Seafood, Mayport Shrimp, Seared Tuna, and Spinach. Have your fresh filet, fresh fish, black and grilled or fried, or try their traditional seafood fry platters. Always remember Safe Harbor Seafood, located at 4378 Ocean Street in Mayport, Florida. Restaurant hours are Tuesday and Thursday, 10:30 a.m. to 6 p.m., Fridays and Saturdays, 10:30 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Sundays, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Safe Harbor is a proud sponsor of the Flounder Pounder.
Trolling Motor Services Plus is now open for business. They're an authorized dealer and warranty service center for Minn Kota, Motor Guide, and Rodan Trolling Motors. They're also your home for power pole anchors and Cannon downrigger service and repair. Trolling Motor Services Plus sells, repairs, and installs pretty much anything electrical for your boat, including keep alive oxygen systems. Call Matt today at Trolling Motor Services, 573-0480. That's 573-0480. Check them out online at trollingmotorservicesplus.com. Let's get back to the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show on AM 600 WBOB. Today's show is brought to you by Frontline Insurance. Visit frontlineinsurance.com and get a homeowner's quote today. The Still Just Fishing Show is a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 904-222-8255. That's 904-222-8255. And now, here's your host, the Wizard of the Waterways, Captain Vic Tyson.
And we're back this morning. And when I said we was going to talk about some metal, Captain Chip Wingo talked about this product called Shark Hide. That's one word, Shark Hide. And spelled just like it sounds. And it's a metal protectant. They use it on what kind of metal?
All kinds.
All kinds.
I talked to the owner yesterday for about 25 minutes. Nice guy. The product's made in the Midwest. He lives over in Tampa area. And when I talked to Vic, I've done my trailer. I bought a new trailer. And I'm thinking, well, the trailer doesn't have a boat on it. And it's nice and clean. And if I'm ever gonna.
Yep. Now's the time.
Now's the time. It cost me about $80 for a can and shipping, of course. It's a hazardous material like everything else, including duct tape probably, to get it. There's enough to do my trailer twice. You read the reviews on the product, and guys are saying the stuff lasts for 4 or 5 years. But, of course, a lot of them are up north.
Yeah, you know, probably in fresh water, too.
And probably in fresh water. And I told Vic, I said, the question here is how salt we're going to treat it.
Yeah.
So the owner yesterday, he out of the blue said, and you know, it doesn't make any difference if it's fresh or salt water. So while that remains to be seen, that's a pretty bold claim, and I hope he's telling me the truth. I don't see why it wouldn't.
Now, what Bill brought in was his guide rails. You know, it goes on each side of the trailer for when you pull in between them, you know, putting your boat on the trailer and all.
Holds up the PVC columns.
Yeah, and he's got one he coated and one he hasn't. And actually, the one he coated, I mean, this stuff is clear. He said when you open the can, how much is in a can? Is it a gallon?
No. Yeah, you can buy a gallon, but it's a, you know, like you get acetone and stuff, the little metal cans. So I don't know if it's a quart, probably a quart.
A quart, and that's enough to do your trailer twice?
Well, don't forget, my trailer's for an 18-foot boat.
Yeah.
So it's not a big trailer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, easily. But you put it on, they're very specific. They want you to use a baby diaper or something comparable to that to put it on. The applicator is very important. He says one of the problems he has is people don't do what he says.
Mm-hmm.
You take, imagine if you're doing a refrigerator, you take and put a strip, you know, as wide as your cloth is, all the way across, overlap 2 inches, all the way across until you're done. That's it. No swirling, no wiggling around.
Yeah, not like wax.
No, nothing. You don't want to double coat it. They want you to wait. If start at one end and go all the way around so that the backside is partially set up. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't dry, it sets up. Like resin or gel coat or something like that is a chemical reaction. Pretty fast.
And you say it's just a little thicker than water.
Yeah, it's not as thick as syrup. Not as thin as water. It's about in there. So it absorbs up in the cloth pretty good. I will say that, and that probably cost me 5 years from now, the gloves, I wore gloves, it says to do it. And about 4 minutes before I was done, my glove had been eaten off. You know, those little second level rubber gloves you get at Harbor Freight.
Yeah.
Yeah, the thing was just, so my hand will probably fall off in 3 or 4 years.
It's protected.
Yeah, or that's, or I still maintain this youthful vigor that I show now.
And showing the difference that I was talking about, one of them just looks newer than the other. The one he coated looks newer because it's got just a little more shine to it.
And more even.
Yeah, more even of color.
And it's the same. I did exactly the same washing process on both of them.
And when you say washing, you mean to clean them before you'd put the protected on there.
Yeah, clean them, spray them, dry them off.
This shark hide is supposed to last, you say, 3, 4 years, 4 or 5 years?
He says it'll last a year, but he's got 40 or 50 reviews, guys talking 2, 3, 4 years. And I don't know where they are. I know they're all over the country.
Yeah.
So for sure, some of them are up north.
I know Captain Chip Wingo was talking about it. You know, he's used it. And so, as far as that goes, that seems to be, seems to be great stuff. I mean, you know, from what I've seen about it and read about it, of course, I haven't got it on my trailer, but I'm thinking about it, you know, because like you say, anything to protect it, you know, especially your axle. And
I did my axle because it's not aluminum.
Yeah, your axles can't be aluminum. And
all the hardware, the spindles and everything I could get to.
Yeah, do you have leaf springs?
No.
Oh, good. You got torsion bars?
Yes.
Yeah. And so if you had leaf springs, you could probably do those too. The bad thing about leaf springs is that when you coat them with anything,
it rubs off.
You can't get it in between them, you know. So, but the salt water, when you dunk the boat in there, the salt water is going to get in between them. You know, so it will, especially when you go put your boat back on the trailer and they, you know, it expands a little bit, you know, when you get that little bit of weight on it.
Well, this stuff is pretty fluid, so you could get it in there. It would be expensive as far as material is because, you know, you'd have to get that rag pretty soaked and wet. And I think you could get it in there pretty good because it's pretty liquidy, viscous.
Well, or you could put it maybe in a spray bottle.
Oh, for sure you could.
You know, and then spray the sides of the leaf springs, you know, to let it soak.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd go to that. Now, I do wish that I would have, after seeing how it worked, I wish I would have got some aluminum cleaner and really went after it because it's turned out great.
Yeah.
I had a heck of a time. I bought a new trailer from Wilson. He put some stickers on it. Oh, my God, it took forever. I used Sticker Off or whatever, a real product. Getting the tape under those stickers, the glue, it was a challenge.
Yeah,
but I wish I would have really spent another hour and cleaned the trailer with something more caustic.
Maybe a razor blade scraper, like a glass scraper or something.
A little late now.
Yeah. Oh, you still got one.
No, I'm not going to worry about these things. I mean, they're under a piece of PVC, and they're aluminum.
Mm-hmm.
So if they look ratty, I don't care.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The trailer's going to be looking good.
Is it? Does it look like this?
Yeah.
Although
it looks like maybe I took some time and got all this stuff off.
Mm-hmm. So you don't rub it in?
Nope.
You just
move on.
Like a stain. You just kind of have the rag.
See the problem?
Soaked and just
you
go
can't handle it in your head. Mm-hmm. You're just overworking it.
Yeah.
I'm like, man, can this be right?
Yeah.
Is it this easy? And it is that easy.
And the thing about it is, I mean, you're talking about a trailer for an 18-foot boat, but your trailer yet is probably 21 feet, you know, maybe 20 feet. I mean, I don't know how much your boat sticks out past the trailer itself on your bunks.
Right. But it's not like it's a container, you know, a metal storage container.
Mm-hmm.
It's a trailer. It's a few pipes or I-beams,
mm-hmm.
you know, channel beams or whatever your trailer's made of. So it's not a lot of coverage is required.
Yeah.
I was surprised. It took almost half to do it.
Mm.
But it's good. I wish I would have cleaned it better. It's clean. It's good. I'm happy.
So you said for shipping and everything, it cost you about $80 to get it here.
Yeah. I think it was $84, $86, almost $100.
Yeah. Well, and if it works, you know, because we all know, I mean, fishing in salt water, we all know what salt water does.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's horrible on a trailer. You know, a trailer is one of the things that, you know, a lot of people come back from fishing. They wash the boat. They get it all nice looking and everything. And sometimes don't even rinse off the trailer.
Oh.
You know, and, you know, that's going to be your main thing. If the trailer goes bad, you're not getting that boat out there. You know, not only that, it's expensive when you work on a trailer. I could tell you, you know, especially if it's aluminum.
Mm-hmm.
And I've replaced in my Carolina skiff, that trailer I had on it. It had the, I think it was 2-inch, it may even have been 3-inch channel aluminum. It went back and forth, like, you know, where you put your bunks bolt onto mm-hmm. and all that.
Yep.
So I had to replace two of those. And let me tell you, it's, you know, it's expensive. The aluminum, that thick of grade. I mean, it's thicker than this, of course.
Well, everything's expensive now. Although I will say the price of wood's gone way down.
Yeah, it has. Yeah, now that I'm not buying any. I bought a lot during that.
Me too. But I put up a fence. It was over $1,000 for one side of my fence, one section.
Yeah, I went and bought some T111 to replace siding on the house, and it was right at $40 a sheet.
Yeah, I know that a friend of mine, I talked to him, he was complaining. He went and got a club sandwich. It was $26, and they said it was the toothpicks.
Oh, boy. But, yeah, I mean, I'm interested to know about this coating, too. And I want to see, you know, I want you to tell me, if you think about it, when you launch your boat, you pull your trailer out, I'm going to see if it runs off like it's waxed. You know what I mean? Like it beads
it's rained, up. It rained, uh-huh. and it is beading up.
Oh, okay.
I don't know that I'd compare it to, like, you know how wax is so good at that.
Yeah.
It's not like that,
mm-hmm.
but it's not like, it's somewhere in between. That and not having anything on it.
Well, see, and what I'm thinking of, if it does that, it's more like you know, the salt not sticking to your trailer. If it
right.
just runs off, you know,
it must.
You know, like if it was waxed, you know, and if it was waxed like that, then of course, you know, it just run right off, just like a, you know, waxed car or whatever when it rains on it. So I'm interested to see how much that would do that, you know. And like you say, if it partially does it, that's better than not doing it at all.
Yeah. Well, you'll probably, you know, if you ever go fishing again, and I ever go fishing again, we'll meet. You can look.
Yeah.
Anybody knows me, they just look at the trailer.
You cover the axle real good and all, too?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the main thing, because your axle's not aluminum, so, you know. Leon, you hear the music coming? If you could hold on, I'd love to get you on here. And I'll get you on as soon as we come back, and we'll be back right after this.
AM 600 and 101.1 FM, the conservative voice of Jacksonville. WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. State Department in contact with more than 100 Americans that have asked for help to leave Afghanistan. They were not evacuated before the military withdrew, but Secretary of State Blinken says the administration is in, quote, very direct active contact with the Americans. President Biden meeting with officials in Louisiana in the wake of Hurricane Ida. He tells residents, I know you're hurting. During the Friday visit, he also pledged federal assistance. Tens of thousands of residents in South Lake Tahoe watching this weekend for a possible chance to return home. Firefighters are making progress against a major California blaze. Officials say lighter winds have helped the fire from spreading to the northeast. This is SRN News.
Experience positive and encouraging teaching from renowned pastor, Bible teacher, and best-selling author, Dr. David Jeremiah. Reserve your free tickets now to attend An Evening with David Jeremiah for an unforgettable night of enriching Bible study, uplifting fellowship, and powerful worship. Coming to Jacksonville at the ViStar Veterans Memorial Arena on Thursday, October 7th at 7 p.m. You won't want to miss this special one-night-only event. Get your free tickets at davidjeremiah.org/tour.
The following is made possible by Dad.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling all over it.
The Dad Joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
Why do you have to be careful when it's raining cats and dogs? Because you might step in a poodle.
And kids that spend more time with their dads grow up to be smarter, more successful.
Can I tell you a cat joke? Just kidding.
And with any luck, funnier adults.
Why didn't the skeleton go to the dance? Because he didn't have any body to go with.
Dad jokes rule. So take a moment to make a moment and give your kid a laugh. It's as easy as going to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
That's really funny.
America, your children have an amazing superpower. That's right. They can help save lives by simply washing their hands. Just 20 seconds of thorough hand washing after they've coughed or sneezed or been outside can help fight against the dastardly spread of germs. Armed with only soap and water and hands, your superhero can protect you, your family, and everyone out there in America land. Amazing! Find out more at coronavirus.gov. A message from the CDC and the Ad Council.
Whether you know it or not, we're under attack. Being a conservative, God-fearing American is wrong. Holding traditional values is dangerous. Not here. AM 600 and 101.1 FM WBOB is the conservative voice of Jacksonville. Spend a week with us. You'll feel more encouraged. You'll feel more at home. You'll feel among friends. Things might actually start making sense again. You're welcome here. The conservative voice of Jacksonville. WBOB.
How will the weather affect you? WBOB weather.
Mostly sunny today with a high near 87. Tonight, partly cloudy with temperatures dropping to the low 70s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a low chance of showers with a high near 89. A sunny Labor Day, slight chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon with a high reaching the low 90s. And as for Tuesday through Friday, mostly sunny, chance of rainfall with thunderstorms and highs reaching the low 90s.
Let's get back to the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show on AM 600 WBOB. Today's show is brought to you by Frontline Insurance. Visit frontlineinsurance.com and get a homeowner's quote today. The Still Just Fishing Show is a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 904-222-8255. That's 904-222-8255. And now, here's your host, the Wizard of the Waterways, Captain Vic Tyson.
And we're back. And I guess Leon must be fishing today, so I guess he had to go. He didn't stay on. Maybe he'll call back. We'll see. He might have a fish on. I don't know.
That'd be nice.
Is daylight?
Hope so.
Not quite, is it? Not quite daylight. But knowing Leon, he's on the water now. You know, so anyway, hopefully he'll be able to call us back. But the other thing is with that. Okay. Yeah, he said he'll call back in a minute. So I need to cut my sound off. Sorry about that. So anyway, looking at the gel coat also you got on there, is there different brands or different strengths of gel coat, or is there?
Well, there's different manufacturers for sure.
Yeah.
The reason I brought this in is, you know, I have a piece of gel coat that was in the bottom of the cup mm-hmm. that you mix it in, and I left a paint stick in it, you know, my mixing stick.
Yeah.
And it's got a little bit of gel coat. I broke it out, and neither Vic nor I can break this gel coat off of this paint stick.
Yeah, and it's just on the end of the paint stick.
Yeah. It's amazing yeah. how strong this stuff
is. It is. I've tried to break it off, and it just will not do it.
He's got arms like a bear.
We got Captain Chip on. Good morning, Chip.
This is Leon. What's shaking, bacon?
Hey, Leon.
Nah, it's Chip. I see the phone number.
I'm going to give out everybody else's number today.
Yeah, there you go.
That's fun.
I was listening to you talk about the shark coating.
Yeah.
Yeah, we first heard it, you know, about it from you, of course.
That's true.
Yeah. If you want to see how it really works, take an extra piece of metal and, you know, do, like, if it's square, do two sides. Just let it sit outside and then watch it. It'll change drastically. You'll see the finished product work. But, Bill, you're really great about endorsing a product. We'll see if it works. I don't know. It might work.
Well, I don't know. I mean, the reviews are stellar.
Yeah.
You know, I talked to the owner for about 20 minutes. He's a heck of a nice guy. And
Bill said he didn't find any negative reviews at all.
No, there haven't been any. And, you know, everybody that's using it seems to love it. I mean, if you look at how much trailers cost these days.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think you'll see that in trailer dealers stores at all, because it works so good, you know, on taking care of it. But when I talked to the guy down at Almighty Trailers, he was saying that, you know, you put it on your rims, you can put it on the inside, you know, make sure you put it on the inside.
Yeah, I did.
Axles, your spindles, you know, your hubs, everything.
If I could get to it, I did it. You know,
yeah, take your wheels off and do it all.
Let's not be crazy.
It's the most important part of your boat.
Yeah, let me tell you, if you haven't had those wheels off of a trailer in a while, and then you get a flat tire,
yeah. Can't get them off.
You got a little problem there.
Yeah, that's why I put the acorn nuts on mine too. You put the blue Loctite that doesn't lock all the way down.
Yeah,
and use those acorn nuts that cover the actual
right
threads.
Yeah, cover the end of the stud and all.
Instead of, or in addition to?
Instead of.
Huh.
Yeah. But you got to make sure you get the stainless steel ones, not the ones that are coated.
Right.
But that works really good on them, too. I mean, you know, it is, the worst thing you see is somebody at the boat ramp with a broken axle, a broken spring, or broken this, or broken that. And it's happened to me in the past. You know, it's like the biggest thing we neglect is our trailer, you know.
It really is.
You know, and you think about it, when you pull it out of the water, the salt just sits there and dries up on it, you know, and it's stuck now.
Yeah.
So.
Mm-hmm. Well, and then if you're, you know, usually, you know, with the charter, I mean, of course, you're down there at Palm Valley, you don't have running water like this, but, you know, here at Sisters Creek, you know, you could pull up there, and if you had the time, you could pull up there and rinse the trailer off. I've done that a few times, but, you know, it just... you know, usually if my customers are there early or whatever, then I just don't take the time to do it. And like you say, that sun just bakes it on there then. And by the time I get home, you know, 5 o'clock in the afternoon or whatever, and then you start, you know, trying to spray it off of there. I mean, I know you can get some off of it, but I always wonder, like, especially on the axle, you know, because the axle's not slick like the trailer is. So, you know, it's kind of rough. So I always wonder if, you know, little pieces of salt are in the little pits or whatever of that axle, you know. And I try to spray them off good, but, you know, you can't get on top of the axle. You can't spray on top of it.
Well, and soaking it's different than spraying it. So you're soaking the salt water and spraying the fresh water.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So you're fighting a tough battle.
That's true.
Yeah, I had a friend of mine used to have a you know, a trailer with leaf springs on it, and he had a Shamrock boat, inboard outboard motor, and he had this lake or pond. I guess it wasn't really a big lake or anything, but it was a huge pond at his house. And what he would, when he'd get through coming back fishing, he'd back down in the pond and crank his boat,
flush it up,
and flush it out and everything right there in the fresh water, and let that fresh water get in between his leaf springs and all that. I'm like, man, that's cheating.
friend of mine lives in the Gulf Coast. I went grouper fishing with him last summer. He's on a freshwater spring, and it goes to the Gulf. So he goes out, we fish, come back in, flushes the boat out on the way to the dock. Yeah, his dock is freshwater. It's crazy. It'd be excellent.
Man.
That's awesome. That would be great.
Can you imagine?
I know. You know, it's just that one of the things when you're so tired and then you have to try to start cleaning everything up, and, you know, but you have to. You got to take care of everything. But it just is so, I don't know. That's the part that I hate the most, you know. But you have to do it.
Yeah, that's very true. It does happen that way. I mean, you look at the fact that half the problems with boats and trailers is all corrosion.
Yeah.
You know, from salt. And, you know, flushing is real important. I know that I think Mike Conley uses a product called Salt Away or something like that. He flushes his motor with it, you know, and sprays down the boat with it too. But that stuff is supposed to be pretty incredible as far as getting the salt off.
Well,
and I mean, your boat. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Chip.
I was going to say, with your boat, it's such an investment and so expensive anymore that, you know, if you don't take care of it, it's just going to cause you, you know, it'll be break out another $1,000.
Right.
You know? I mean, I looked at my boats that I've owned that I've chartered, and it's a constant battle to keep them, you know, presentable for your clients, you know, and mechanically and, you know, sound as well as aesthetically sound. But it's everything from your electronics all the way through to your bilge pump connections, you know. There's always something.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it is. And, you know, that's when you're, of course, the tiredest, too, is when you come back and have to start doing all that, you know. And you're probably like me. You don't clean it at the boat ramp because you don't have water there, water access, do you?
No, yeah. We don't have the access down there. But it's like, you know, I know somebody who fishes out of Sisters that he puts his boat in the water, ties it off, pulls his trailer out, rinses his trailer off.
Yeah.
Then parks. You know, I'm like, wow.
Is he insane?
Yeah, he is insane. So
yeah, there's not too many.
I'll tell you another trick. Uh-huh. Sorry, go ahead. I rolled over you there.
That's okay.
But I was going to say, Bill, there's another trick. If you take and put dielectric grease or something like that inside the cap and on your valve stems.
Yeah.
You know, because that's one of the biggest things that people don't think about is that valve stem sucks water inside that thread, and it'll sit there and eat away at the actual valve inside that valve stem.
Yeah.
Oh,
and
damn.
I've done it where I've just unscrewed it to add air, and pew, the whole thing blew out. So
that's a great idea.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's so many little tips and tricks that you learn, you know, from anything from YouTube or Facebook or, you know, somebody telling you, you know, this and that. And I mean, I've watched people coat their galvanized rims with stuff so that it doesn't turn, but that's what the shark tide's great for. You know, you put it on there and everything looks new. So,
oh yeah.
I'm anxious to see how long it works. The shark hide was so easy to put on that I couldn't believe it. It really is easy to apply.
Yeah, and it probably dries pretty quick for the product, you know, what type of product it is.
Well, he told me it takes 2 or 3 days to set up.
Oh, okay.
But it's dry to the touch in an hour.
Hmm.
You know, it's a little, you can feel a little tackiness on it.
Oh, yeah.
And then an hour, it's good.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, it's more like a...
Yeah, they don't want you putting it in the water for a couple of days.
Oh, yeah. That's good.
Mm-hmm. In my case, right, that's not a problem.
I hear that music rolling. I'm sure Lauren's got that finger going.
Yeah.
She's got it. Yeah. 6, 4, 3.
Thanks a lot, man. I'll put your phone number out when we get back.
Yeah, Leon.
Thanks, Chip.
See you, Chip. Lane Avenue.
I-10 and Normandy Boulevard on the west side. The home of great baby back ribs, steaks aged and cut by their in-house butcher, and the best shrimp in town. Come in and try one of their great combination platters. Make sure you try their southern side dishes. Are you having an event? Cross Creek Catering can make it special. They cater events from 5 to 5,000, every kind of food. Call 783-9579. That's 783-9579. Visit their website and look at their catering and takeout menus. Cross Creek, the taste of old Florida.
Durance Tree Service, servicing Northeast Florida for over two decades. They do the whole nine yards, from light tree trimming to the largest tree removal. Homeowners beware. Don't let uninsured contractors on your property. Durance Tree Service is family owned and operated, fully licensed and insured, with workman's comp on all their employees. For the absolute best tree service in Northeast Florida, call Durance Tree Service at 449-2848. That's 449-2848.
You can always trust Captain Vic to put you right where the fish are biting. Just like you can always trust Frontline Insurance to insure your home with the best coverage possible. At Frontline, we'll help you create an action plan with our trusted vendors and contractors to make repairs to your home. The best part? We'll help pay the cost of those eligible home repairs. Now that's smarter insurance. Find your local Frontline agent at frontlineinsurance.com. Frontline Insurance, building home partnerships with coastal Floridians since 1998.
Palm Valley Fish Camp, located at 299 Roscoe Boulevard North, or North Beach Fish Camp, located at 103rd Street in Neptune Beach, or Julington Beach Fish Camp, located in Mandarin, has you covered for your day of fishing. Owner Ben Groeschel has set the hook perfectly. Lunch opens Wednesday through Sunday with dinner 7 days a week. Try the main dishes, shrimp and grits and black and mahi. Always check out the fresh fish at the fish camps. All fish camps are a proud sponsor of the Flounder Pounder.
Let's get back to the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show on AM 600 WBOB. Today's show is brought to you by Frontline Insurance. Visit frontlineinsurance.com and get a homeowner's quote today. The Still Just Fishing Show is a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 904-222-8255. That's 904-222-8255. And now, here's your host, the Wizard of the Waterways, Captain Vic Tyson.
And we're back. And, you know, talking about this shark hide, I kind of like to do my trailer. You know, it might take the whole court. I don't know, because, of course, my trailer is wider than yours, but, and then it's longer.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure, but.
That's because you got that drag boat engine on that thing.
Yeah.
I know somebody called, texted you, and this is good for aluminum, cast iron, copper, brass, bronze, steel, and stainless. Basically, it's a metal protectant.
Yeah, of any kind of metal.
Yeah, any kind. Mm-hmm. Just put it on and be happy.
Yeah. So, actually, that'd be great for your nuts and bolts, too. You know, to protect them.
Well.
Because, I mean, you know, a lot of it's, you know, pay extra to have the stainless steel package, they call it, mm-hmm. you put on there. But still, you've got, the problem you have is the brackets that hold your bunks up.
Yeah.
They're not all aluminum.
Right.
You know, a lot of those are galvanized. So where they come down and rest on the on the aluminum trailer, you have corrosion right there, because dissimilar metals like that will corrode, you know, faster than any other thing. And, but then you got stainless steel, you know, bolts. So mm-hmm. you got three different metals right there together. And so that would be good to cover that with.
I did everything.
That's why maybe if you don't have to, like, rub it in hard, you know, or anything, that's why I'm thinking a spray bottle would kind of coat under and, you know, where you got that, the bunk brackets are sitting on the aluminum.
I didn't do it, but I don't see why you couldn't spray it
and
wipe it off with mm-hmm. the rag that's already wet.
Right.
Because he did say one of the problems they have is people that keep the rag too dry.
Oh, yeah.
They want you to slop it on just before where it's going to drip off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because, I mean, people are probably trying to save, you know, save money by not using it a lot, you know, using a lot of it out of the can. But that's the thing. If you're using it, if you're going through the trouble of buying it, you need to
use it.
Yeah, you need to put it on there. and put it on there good enough where it's going to work. So, yeah, I'm just thinking probably, you know, in areas like the leaf springs, mm-hmm. Where your bolts fit, things like that to help protect that. You know, when I had my first trailer, or no, my second trailer for my Carolina Skiff, because I had my Carolina Skiff for like 16 and a half years, so I did have two trailers with it. But anyway, whenever I had that second trailer, I had it longer than the first one. So the bunks, when I bought the trailer, you know, I paid extra for the stainless steel package part.
Yeah,
you know,
it's
like $150 or something. But all they do is put stainless steel bolts in it. The brackets are still galvanized,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it started corroding away the aluminum cross pieces, you know, in my trailer that the bunks were bolted to. So what I did is took a jack and jacked it up, and then I took a strip of aluminum and put under those, you know, and then let it back down, tighten them up and let it back down, and then that lasted quite a while, you know, like that, because I had that extra thickness of the aluminum in there.
You want to talk about corrosion because of dissimilar metals.
Mm-hmm.
My garden hose, I pulled on it, and it's kind of one of them flexible ones with the cloth on the outside, the fire hose kind of thing,
mm-hmm.
and it started leaking, so I got to get another hose. Well, it's aluminum, the fitting that goes onto my copper spigot. I couldn't get it off.
Mm.
I used a pipe wrench. I used a torch. I ended up having to cut it, took my Dremel tool, and very carefully cut the fitting, the coupling from the aluminum, and made three cuts in it, and then bent them over with a pair of pliers.
Wow.
Because it had corroded so bad in about a year and a half.
Mm.
That aluminum to copper connection, it fused itself. I couldn't get it off. And I mean, I used heat. I worked in the oil fields. We used to break 60-inch pipe wrenches trying to get stuff apart. I know how to get stuff apart, and I know how to break stuff.
Yeah.
But it was amazing. The corrosion for the dissimilar metals, actually, you might as well have welded it together.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, and my bolts, whenever I did that back then and put that metal underneath the bunk brackets, I don't even really know what you call them, but that's what I call them. But the bolts, even though they were stainless steel, the nuts on them, I mean, you know, stainless steel will rust, you know, anyway.
Well, they're stainless steel and they're stainless steel.
But then again, it was dissimilar metals right there, and so it corroded. But they make this little product, which I got at Harbor Freight, and what you do is you put it on the nut,
mm-hmm.
and you take a ratchet and you turn this little nut that's on the outside of it, and it's got a sharp blade on the inside, and you just ratchet down, and what it does is it just cuts that nut right in half.
Hmm.
And it's pretty good. It's got a sharp V, or you know, sharp
right.
Wedge type thing on the inside of it. You have to pull the nut on the outside out far enough that it could fit over the nut you're going to cut off. And then just take a ratchet, I think it was a half-inch ratchet, that fits over the outside nut. And as you're ratcheting it down, the inside just cuts that nut. And, yeah, I mean, it didn't take long to cut all of them off. There is no way I could have twisted them off.
Yeah, that hose, that was this week. It was just, I couldn't, no matter what I did. Now, I can't get the water to shut off because the shut-off valve in the garage is 100 years old, and it won't work. So there's water in it while I was heating it, but I still got it, you know, hot, and it wouldn't break.
Mm.
So, Vic, did I tell you I got a bunch of redfish on my last kayak adventure with SpongeBob's buddy, Patrick? The lovely Mrs. Denmark Patrick, SpongeBob. Yeah, it was pretty good.
They were all rat reds?
All rats.
So you didn't have to worry about her making you release one because you had to release them anyway, huh?
Well, she's kind of desperate. She likes fresh fish. But, yeah, she has made me turn back a bunch. I've turned back a 22-inch flounder one time.
Man,
yeah.
That'd be hard to do.
I cried all night.
Yeah, that'd be hard to do.
Mm-hmm.
I know that some people are catching larger flounder now. You know, we had a bunch of small ones, and there's still a bunch of small ones around. But I see larger ones here and there being caught now.
That's good.
A friend of mine this week caught One of them called a 24, and one of them called a 26-inch flounder.
Oof.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's major, major size flounder. I mean, that's great size.
Yeah, that's a slab.
Mm-hmm. I mean, those are placing money probably in flounder pounder. I don't know what a 26-inch flounder weighs, but, you know, I've right. never caught one that big, I don't think. I don't know. I caught a 13 and a half pounder one time, standing on the bank, mm-hmm. shoreline fishing.
That's a pretty big flounder.
In a little cove.
The Coast Guard station New Smyrna Beach is flounder heaven. Of course, mm-hmm. after 9/11, that ended. You're not allowed in yeah. there, even if you don't have a towel on your head.
Yeah.
And I caught a flounder in there that went sticking out of a 5-gallon bucket, you know, mm-hmm. curved over.
Yeah.
His head in the corner and kind of curved over and up. Stuck out about 6 inches. Mm-hmm. I have no idea how much it weighed, but they would get some monster yeah, doormats in there.
Yeah, and the biggest flounder that I've ever caught personally, I've had my customers catch some pretty good size ones, but my personal best was 13 and a half pounds. And Dunn's Creek, if you're going out Hexer Drive, there's that big bay area. I was standing right off Hexer Drive there on the bank fishing uh-huh. with Mud Menace. And pulled him up there. That was amazing. He wouldn't even fit. I had a little net that I, you know, would net trout and reds.
Right.
And small flounder. He wouldn't even fit in the net. So I had to kind of pull him up onto the shoreline and run down there and grab him.
I bet you that would be a good video. Yeah, he must have been frantic.
Yeah. yeah. But, yeah, I mean, nice. You know, that was a major flounder. But, you know, when, like you said, 22-inch, 18-inch even, 20-inch, I mean, great flounder. And I've seen some of those this week posted on Facebook, seen some around 22, 23 inches posted on Facebook.
I fished 2 weeks ago with my kayak. That's when I had a fleet of three. And I caught two flounders, but they were too little. They were both little. But that's what I was fishing for, so I was happy about that.
Oh, yeah. You know? When you can target something and catch them, yeah, that's great. You're not catching as a bycatch like you're trout fishing and all of a sudden you get a flounder.
Right.
Of course, that's one of the reasons I like using mud minnows in the summertime is, you know, when you're fishing for reds up in the creeks, you can get a lot, you know, you can catch flounders off and on up in there.
Well, and I got shrimp, live shrimp. Angie was open, you know, the people that sell the bait across from the convenience store there by the tracks.
Uh-huh.
She said that they're getting a bunch of really nice red snapper, or not red snapper, mangrove snapper.
Mangrove snapper, yeah. Yeah, matter of fact, I saw a photo, was it yesterday or day before yesterday, with some real nice ones, you know, and I saw that on Facebook. But a friend of mine sent me a photo, too, that had a nice flounder, I mean, you know, other flounder. I think he had three flounder and a bunch of mangroves, you know.
Well, you know, they head for the ocean when they get to be about 15 inches long. That's why we don't get big ones.
Yeah. 222-8255. Give us a call. We'll be back after this.